Thank you for joining Truth and Love Ministries, where we exist to connect people to God, to connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. Connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or visit us on the web at truthandlove.tv, where you will also find our weekly broadcast. On the go and want to know what's going on at Truth and Love? Simply visit your mobile app store and download the Truth and Love app and get information on services, events, and even messages right at your fingertips. Tune in now, where the message is already in progress. What's up, Jacksonville? This is Poetess Black Jewel, and I am here to share some exciting news about what's going on at Truth and Love Ministries, located at 1989 Dunn Avenue, Jacksonville, Florida, 32218. Now listen, we want you to save the date, Saturday, May 11th, 2019, for the official launch of Her Story, an empowering women's organization founded by our very own Pastor Camilla Nesbitt. The event will be held at Friday Musicale, located at 645 Oak Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32204. VIP admission includes dinner and a show. That's right, a show. Prepare to laugh, prepare to cry, prepare to be enlightened, prepare to be inspired, prepare to be empowered, prepare to change. As we debut a powerful and moving stage play titled, Her Story, Breaking the Cycle. VIP dinner will be served at 6 p.m. Tickets are $45. General admission and show only is $35. Showtime is 7 p.m. Seating is limited. Tickets are on sale now. Visit us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax or email herstory.til@gmail.com to purchase. You don't want to miss this exciting event, so ladies, grab your girls. Fellas, grab your wife, your daughter, your sister, or that special lady in your life and bring her to Her Story for dinner and a show. This is even a great gift for Mother's Day. Stay in the know for more important updates. Subscribe to Her Story. Simply text Her Story as one word with no special characters to 904-245-1089. Get connected, stay connected. Her Story, Breaking the Cycle. Saturday, May 11th, 2019 at 6 p.m. Save the date. This is a Her Story and In His Image production.
I know you lonely, but let me tell you what immature is, that you'll call somebody just because you're lonely, just because you got needs and because you got urgent. You know how to get your needs met. You know how to get somebody that can come on here. Y'all go help me here. You can get yourself together, but beside the maturity, say, oh no, I'm waiting on my husband. No, I'm waiting on my wife. No, that's a sign of maturity. Immaturity say, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna charge it up. I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna have mine, what I want next. I want it right now, so I'm going to make something happen. But can I tell you that is not a sign of maturity? But maturity said, I'm willing to wait. I'm talking to a group of believers that know that here there's some things that God has for us. There's some places God want to take us to. There's some things that God want us to experience. But in order for me to do it, I got to learn how to wait. Oh my God, I know you hate that word. Oh, but you got to love that word. You got to get married to that word. It's called wait. Oh my God, you got to know that you can't have everything in a New York second. You can't have everything like yesterday. But no, you got to learn how to wait on the Lord, because if you're ready for it before God is ready to give it to you, you're going to make yourself miserable.
Let me keep going. This is, I'm just rehearsing on what I've given you. I've already given y'all this. But I'm trying to ask you, did you get it though? Did you get it? Did you not get that power, but did you mature? Did you mature? We see the privilege of being planted. Second, I'm moving. We see the production of the tree. Mm-hmm. The privilege of being planted. I'm glad I'm born. Mm-hmm. Sure is. I'm glad that I'm born again. Yes, I am. But and not only that, I'm glad that God has placed me in a wealthy place called Truth and Love Ministries. I'm in a wealthy place. But I'm not satisfied with just being born again, and a member of a church. I need to know, did I produce? Maturity is production. It's right here in the text. I'm not making none of this up. When I start making stuff up, then y'all put that church finger up and get out of here. But I'm not making it up. Look, verse 6 says, a man had a fig tree. Planted. It was a privilege to plant them in the vineyard. And he came, here it is, came seeking fruit. Came looking for fruit on the fig tree. And here's a surprise. He didn't find any. He didn't find nothing. One translation says nothing but leaves. I almost preached that. This is almost my message. It almost was nothing but leaves. Here, that tree, even give him a picture again. The tree, you see, it's all decorated. It looks good. Looks like it's got something on it, but it's all just decoration. The spiritual immature life is just all decoration. It's just all on the outside, but there's nothing on the in. There is no fruit. Jesus said, if you want fruit, for those of us that don't have fruit or want or desire more fruit, let me just ask that question. This is a poll. Who wants more fruit? Anybody want more fruit? Anybody want more fruit? I know you probably have some, but let me tell you how to get some more. The secret is right here in John 15, chapter 4. Look what Jesus said. Abide in me, and I in you. And the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you do what? Abide in me. Some of us, that's why we have business deals and business plans. They go belly up because I'm trying to do it myself. That's why some of us, we keep getting our heart broke and we keep on, come on, he keep on running off with his milk and cookies. As he get the milk and cookies, he don't want nothing else to do with you. Come on, y'all ain't gonna help me. Y'all don't want me to talk plain, but I'm gonna talk plain to this lad. I may not get you no more until next year. So let me just gonna give it to you plain. You know, Bernie said, where you going, boy? I'm going downstairs. I'm gonna get some milk and cookies. You're gonna get some what? Some milk and cookies. Want some milk and cookies. Can I tell you, that's all he want, baby. He just want no milk and cookies. And when you give him the milk and cookies, he going on about his business. And here you can't get the milk and cookie back no more after you gave him away. No. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Yeah. And you're the one that's going to be weeping after you gave him the milk and cookies. Did I make it up? Did I make it up? I mean, this is truth, though, isn't it? Listen to me. You trying, if you got to give a man something to keep him, he's not your man. But a real man, a wait on you. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. I remember we was dating. We was in the one apartment, one room apartment right here on the corner of Dunn, right there, 1601 Dunn Avenue. That's where me and my mom was living. My mom was living with me. I wasn't living with my mama now. We was in the apartment, and mama was in the back room. There's only one room. His mama was in the room. We was in the living room, and I don't know what was on, but we was sitting there, and I said, Then I went to, and just how she doing right there, that's just how she did me back then. Come on, I was just trying to get on first base, second base, and she would have let me go home. My God, you know I would have went up. Come on, y'all. But no. She said, no, I'm sorry, sir. No, you can't get none of this right here. Y'all ain't going to help me here. And can I tell you, that kept me on tiptoe anticipation. I stood there at that altar just waiting. Come on down here, girl. Come on, go. Come on down here. Come on, we ain't coming to no reception. We got something to do. Can I tell you, if he's yours, He'll wait on you. But when every day October 31st, you trick or treat, you know, giving candy, passing candy out. Boy, y'all getting so quiet on me. Boy, y'all should have heard that. I heard a cotton ball drop just then. It was so quiet. I like, dog, who had cotton balls around here? Who had it? But the book says, I'm right in the text. Give me back John 15. Since y'all think I'm out of it. You got out the book. No, I didn't. He said, if you abide in me. I could say something, but I'll say that for later. I'll say that for Man Cave Monday. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, he said, you can ask what you will, but he said, this is how you get fruit. You can't bear fruit outside of me. And so many of us, we try to make relationships happen outside of Christ. We try to make financial decisions outside of Christ. We try to do so many things outside of what God has commissioned and commanded us to do. But you got to know, you got to be able, if you're going to produce some fruit, you got to do it in him. You got to do it in him. But when you don't, you can look the part, but you're just simply going to be nothing but leaves. Look. Let me give you another verse. Let's hurry. Look. It reminds me, this leaves that the vine dresser sees reminds me of the very first couple in Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. The Bible says, then the eyes of both were open. They were open because they sinned. And they knew that they were naked. And look, they sewed what? Fig leaves together. And made themselves loincloths. They tried to cover up their nakedness, cover up their boo-boo, cover up their sin. Try to cover up their sin. Their mistake is what I mean. Try to cover up their mistake by doing it themselves. And this is what religion is. Religion is trying to cover up. Instead of me fessing up and letting God clean me up, I try to cover up. You can look the part. But we got to see the production. We got to see the production. We got to see where is my maturity? Where is my maturity? Here, this brother, Pastor Frank Powell, he had 10 marks of a mature Christian. I just want to blitz through these really quickly. You try to write them down, or we can send them to you. I'm going to go through them really quickly. And this really shows. It's really important. You're probably going to have 20 or 30 or 100 different marks of maturity. But I love these 10 because they really speak to us. The first one is the highs and lows of life don't impact your relationship with God. An immature believer, whenever it is that something is going really, really, you can tell when something is going really, really good in their life. Because they say, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. Oh, God is good. All the time, God is good. Let them get some bad news. What's wrong with you? No. The highs and lows, all of us have peaks and valleys. All of us have highs and lows, but you got to learn. Maturity is learning how to manage those moments and not allowing those moments to manage you. Oh, man, come on here. Maturity is learning how to manage those moments and not allowing those moments to manage you. Every last one of us going to have to walk to the cemetery. Every last one of us got to go to the hospital. Every last one of us going to have loved ones that's going to pass away. Every last one of us going to have marital struggles. Every last one of us going to have situations and things that we're going to go through. But we have to know that because I have a high mark in my life or a low point in my life, it's not for me to walk away from God, but no, it's for me to get closer to him. Oh, no, devil, because you allow me to go through something, because you touch my mind, you touch my body, that does not push me away from him, but no, I come even more and a hunger and a thirst to be in his presence. I got to be able to manage my highs and my lows. Look at another one. You find value, signs of spiritual maturity. You find value. I'm just trying to figure out, did we mature this year? I'm just trying to ask a couple questions, that's all. I'm on my way. Look, you find value in the dailiness and the trivial seasons of life. You find value in the dailiness. What do you mean? So you mean to tell me I just don't serve God on Sunday? You mean to tell me I should every day? So many of us, we come with this Hollywood mentality that where we want God to entertain us. And if nothing spectacular is happening in our life, if we're not closing on the deal, if we're not finding no miracle money, if this isn't happening, that's not happening, all of a sudden we get bored with the things of God. But no, my friend, a true sign of maturity is every day and in even trivial seasons of my life, seasons that I don't even want to be in, I still find a reason to tell God thank you.
Number three, this is going to bless you. This is going to bless you. You are at peace with situations beyond your control. This is a sign of spiritual maturity. You're at peace with situations beyond your control. Come on, let me say it to you this way, then I'm moving on. You got a grown child that's acting wild. You can't make no grown person do nothing. They're drinking up, smoking up, blowing your money, doing whatever they got to do, and you stressing out all night. What's wrong? What's wrong? And they partying, and they they doing all they having. They doing all they having a good time, and you stressing out. You can't make. Come on here, somebody. You can't. If you we can go to your spouse. We can go to your husband. Go to your wife. You can't make no grown folk do nothing. What you ought to do is just show cares to the Lord and let the Lord fight your battle. You cannot worry about things that's outside of your control. You glued to your television, watching the stock market, and ain't got no stock. Don't even know how it's going to affect you. Ooh, baby, did you hear that the Dow plummeted more than ever in history? And you're like, what, girl? Shut up. Come on. I'm smart enough to know it's going to affect us eventually, maybe. But for us, I don't got no stock nowhere. I don't got no municipal funds, and the economy is in shambles. What you worried about? You still working, ain't you? Come on, I'm going to say, don't you still got your job, and aren't you still eating? Come on, you get worried about stuff outside of your control. Let me keep on going, lest I bore you. You don't allow disciplines to take a back seat. Don't allow your discipline. We are disciples. So if I'm a disciple, I'm disciplined. I pray, I praise, I worship, I give, I fellowship, I soul win. That's a part of my discipline. Fifthly, you maintain a childlike sense of awe and wonder. For people who battle depression, I often challenge them, when was the last time you was in his presence? I'm not telling you won't have seasons of fighting depression. All of us do. But some a little more intense than others, depending on what happens in your family. But for some of us to deal with mental struggles and mental attack on the enemy, I believe that you've lost your sense of wonder and awe. For the one or two of you that's bored right now, bored with the things of God and bored with the word and wondering when we're going to get out of here, you, my friend, have lost your sense of wonder and awe. For those that just kind of just do church, just to do church, I mean, you just, all right, what's the game on? What's going on? Yeah, you have lost your sense of a wonder and awe. But no, I come because God, he keeps showing me something. I'm coming because I want to hear something. I'm coming because I know that what he showed me before is not all that he's going to show me. What he did for me before was not all that he's going to do. But no, I got a sense of awe. Let me keep going. A sign of maturity, here I'm rolling. A sign of maturity is you don't compare yourself with others. How many believers spend all their energy and all their efforts talking about other folk? Buying, spending, and talking, and just doing all about just other people. And we act as if it's, never me. Your pastor, just last night, I have a spot that I pray and I worship God. And every now and then, as I'm worshiping, as I'm praying, I do like this. I'm not doing that because I need a perm. That's not what I'm doing. No, that's not. But I do like that. Because what I'm saying, I get out all that negative stuff that people say and have said,
I get it out of my mind.
Come on here, somebody.
Here, every now and then, you act as if the opinions of people don't bother you. Yes, they do. Everybody can tell you all day, oh, Pastor Boy, you wearing that suit. I like that. And one person tell you, man, that's your daddy's on or something. That's too big. What's all that? Where you got that from? The five and dime. So that one, you can have 100 people compliment you, and one person can say something about your hair. One person say something about your outfit, and you act as if the comments and stuff don't bother you. Yes, they do. They told you a lie in school, talking about sticks and stone don't break my bones, but your words may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is a lie from the pits of hell. One person can say one thing to you, and it'd be your whole day. We got to come find you. You're in a fetal position crying because somebody didn't compliment you on your outfit. Can I tell you, I cannot compare myself with people or look for somebody to endorse me or embrace me, but no, I got to give God praise no matter where, no matter where I am. Let me hurry. Get them later. I'm gonna hurry. Look, this is what signs, some signs of maturity. So let me ask you this: Did you mature this year? I don't know. Did you no fruit, no abiding. If you have no fruit, you haven't been in His presence. If you haven't developed any, it's not on Him. It's on my intentionality to be with Him. But I know you ain't had a whole lot of time this year. I know you're working. I know you're in school. I know you got kids. I know your husband is another kid. You got your spouse. You got all this stuff. Got all this stuff going on. All this stuff that you got to do. But can I tell you that people, give them a quote about people in time. You got the blitz, and I'm going on past. I had 7 of them, but I'm going on past. What we love to do, we find time to do. Ain't nobody said nothing. Nobody said nothing. That's okay. what we love to do. Amen. Say that. I am. I'm just trying to think of the right way to say it. Yeah, let me see. It don't look like too many of us missing too many meals. We find time to eat. We find time to go to the mall. Find time to watch television, have time to keep up with our teams, have time to keep up with our friends, family time, all this other stuff, and all that stuff is good. But when it comes to the things of God, have I found time for Him? I know I wasn't going to get no amens. That's why I tried to process. I know y'all was going to look at me like that, but I'm fine. I'm okay. I promise you I'm good. I'm like Jerome. I'm going to be all right. Let me tell you, because what did you do this year? Did you work on your credit? You don't got to answer. Just listen. Did you work on your credit? Did you try to get some debt down? Okay. Forget what you do in the natural. We've had over 200 worship experiences this year. How many have you been in? Oh, we'll jump on it. Yeah, I got my debt down. But then you owe God. Oh, God of praise. Yeah, you got the debt down. But where as it relates to your attendance, as it relates to what God is doing in the house of God, and as it relates to what God requires of you, God has given us 12 months this year. God has given us 52 weeks this year. God has given us 365 days. God has given us 8,760 hours. God has given us 525,600 minutes. God has given us 31,336,000 seconds. What have you done this year? God is saying, I'm looking for your production. I'm not just wanting you to have your name on the roll, but I want you to be more than what you were. I want you to get to the point to where you'll look back at 2018 and you'll say, I did the very best I can to do what it is that God have called me to do. I don't know about you, but I don't got time to waste no year. I don't got time to waste no months. I don't got time to waste no weeks. I don't got time to waste no days, no seconds, no minute. But I want to do and become everything that God want me to be. I want to mature, and because I want to mature, I'll lay down
some things that are close to me. I'll get away from some things that I want to do. I'll forego and forfeit some things that's going to help me or increase me so I can be in God's presence and be everything he wants me.
Let me go. Thirdly, we see the purpose of the tree. Look, we see the purpose. See the purpose of the fig tree. It's in verse 7. He said to the vine dresser, "Look, for these 3 years, now I have come seeking fruit." Not a trick question. Why do you think he was seeking fruit? Because it was supposed to have fruit. Why do you think he was looking for fruit? Because the whole purpose of the tree being in existence is to bear fruit. The whole reason why you're here is to bear fruit. I know we do a whole lot of other stuff and we enjoy a whole lot of other things. I do as well. But my ultimate purpose in life is for me to bear fruit. Me to bear fruit. And God came and said, look what he says, I came here three years. Now a fig tree wouldn't even produce